Hello and welcome to Technofunda Investing Podcast Series. This is the first episode in the series, and the first series we are going to start is Achieving Financial Freedom with Technofunda Investing Process. I'm Vivek Mashrani, your host, and you can follow me on my Twitter handle Mashrani Vivek, or just type in your YouTube channel Vivek Mashrani. So let's begin. The agenda for today is basically to give an idea about why I decided to start this podcast series, and then I'll talk about my journey in a brief so that you will get a broader context of why the topic of achieving financial freedom is so important and how we can do it. I'm Vivek Mashrani and I'm on a mission with clear goals. I'm on a mission to help 100,000 retail investors to achieve financial freedom using Technofunda investing process. I believe that process is more important than outcome, and I have developed Technofunda investing process which will help you achieve your financial freedom through wealth creation. And for that, I would like to share a little about myself. So let's talk briefly about my background. It was the year 1997. I was in fifth standard. I got my result, and overall I was a bright student. But this year, there was a disappointment. My marks were good in all the subjects except one, the newly introduced subject drawing, and I could not get in top 3 in the class, which usually I did. I showed my result to my father. I got 36 marks in drawing. I was basically a grace pass. I could have just failed, but it was just because my all other marks were good. I got one mark above the passing marks. And when I showed my result to my father, he said, "It's all right, beta. You can learn it and score better in future." I probably did not understand the context fully that time, but somehow it got ingrained in me. And now when I look back to my journey, it was the biggest lesson he gave to me. Basically, never to get disappointed by failures and keep learning and bouncing back. I actually topped in my drawing subject in class 7, but that's not important here. But the importance is the lesson that remained with me. Now, after a few years, the search within me started. So when I completed my 12th standard, I joined mechanical engineering in a government college. Again, due to lack of some finances, and I didn't want it to disturb the overall financial condition of the family. And I fell in love with the place from day one. I made a lot of friends. I could see river from my college. But somehow, you know, although I liked the course, I could not relate myself with mechanical engineering course. And that is when, in the third year, when I got an offer letter from Infosys, I got introduced to market in 2007. Now then the quest towards the stock market started. Now simultaneously, I joined Infosys in 2008, and it was amazing, the Infosys Mysore campus, and I could network with a lot of bright minds, and that is where I learned a bit of coding and all sort of things, and a lot of weekend bike trips with my friends. I continued my trading during market hours and work during the office hours, thanks to the Infosys flexi timing, and slowly learned a bit about F&O and slowly got into leverage trades, which is in my broker's language, it's known as margin plus, which gives 20 times exposure on your margin money. I just kept trading despite frequent losses and very few wins. many times my salary used to get wiped off on the same day it got credited. That is on the first of any month. Now, back in 2008, you know, market started crashing in mid-2008, and I shorted few stocks and made decent money, and I thought I have learnt it finally. But then the big mistake came in. It was October 2008. I thought the market is bottom. I decided to go long with heavy leverage, and boom, my broker started calling me. I was very upset. I could not take my food properly. I could not sleep properly. I didn't know what to do. It was an unbelievable situation. Basically, I blew my account. Market crashed badly during the month, and along with this, all my savings went down the drain. In fact, whatever I had saved in my DMAT got wiped off. I had to sell my shares and I was broke. Only savior was my ongoing salary. So I decided to stop trading and do some serious investing. That's what people usually do. I understood the hard way what disaster can combination of derivatives and leverage can bring in. And then it started with some early days in investing. I tried short-term investing. It gave quick money in 2009, as it was a post-2008 housing crisis bottom. I bought some stocks like Karuturi Global, which was leader in flour exports, Suzlon, which was leader in wind business, Opto Circuits, which was medical equipment technology company, and Kuton Retail, which was the leading retail chain at that time. But soon realized that I'm making losses even in investing, and I sensed that something is still wrong. This is when I decided to learn seriously about investing. Fortunately, I got an offer letter to join NMIMS Mumbai in their MBA capital market course, and this course was designed in collaboration with BAC for students who wanted to learn about stock markets. I resigned and decided to join this course. Remember, I didn't have much in savings, and hence I decided to take education loan and later repay myself. Then the journey of 2 years of transformation began. I joined NMIMS Mumbai. I fell in love with my classroom, which had posters of stock market all around. We had a mock trading room as well. Almost most students came here for degree and job, but my motive was to learn. I was fortunate to have practicing faculties from industry who came there for teaching. I learned about various subjects like accounting, fixed income, fundamental analysis, technical analysis, SEBI laws, and all sort of things. And simultaneously, I also cleared CFL level 1 and level 2 exam. And the library there was a bliss. I read over 20 to 30 books each on fundamental and technical analysis, more than 50 books on various subjects related to stock markets. And best part was I could learn about fundamental analysis in one class and technical analysis in other class. And then I begin to see the patterns. I could now clearly understand what mistakes I made in past. This is when I understood the power of blending fundamental analysis and technical analysis. I started my own research, and the journey of Technofunda investing began. I kept being better at my process year on year on year and started achieving results. The Technofunda investor within me was unleashed. Simultaneously, I started my career in investment banking after the college, and then kept improving on investing, repaid my long education loans within 2 years, kept learning from my mistakes and kept improving my Technofunda investing process. Met many successful traders and investors during recent years, and was fortunate to interact at length about investing journey, mistakes and success stories of many of these investors and incorporate them in my investing style in best possible way. It had been a truly great experience to be understanding the process of these successful traders and investors. I realized simultaneously the importance of focusing on core skills and keep improving on the investing. I saved aggressively. Simultaneously, I received my CFA charter. I become a member of Indian Association of Investment Professionals. And if you think about compounding, in 10 years, my salary jumped 10x, and this was the power of compounding of core skills. And on the other hand, my investments also compounded. And that is where the journey of financial freedom started. And when I look back at my journey, I had to face many hurdles due to lack of finances and to compromise to certain extent in some areas. Also, I was fortunate to learn from my mistakes early in my investing journey when my capital was really low. I achieved first level of financial freedom where my passive income from investing and other sources started covering operating expenses related to essential needs. Now, my big vision is that there is a misconception of becoming full-time investor to perform better in markets, which is a big myth. And if I can do it throughout my last 10 years, anyone can. So my motive to start this channel is basically to help you understand the importance of your core skills, where you can keep contributing to the wider economy and compound your earnings, and how you can spend 3 to 4 hours on investing in a week to improve on investing and achieve your financial freedom. So I know that I'm here to help you live an inspired life and create wealth by doing what you love, by following your true calling and purpose, and in turn give back to the world through these gifts of talents and abilities. So one can learn and implement these investing process and simultaneously contribute in their core skill. I truly feel that this journey of mine has given me a purpose in life. As I mentioned, I am on a mission to help 100,000 retail investors to achieve financial freedom using Technofunda investing process. And I'm glad that you are here. I would love to help you achieve your goals towards financial freedom. And if you are able to resonate with my journey, then let's stay connected. I would like you to start this journey and achieve financial freedom while continuing to work on what you like to do. And that is the whole purpose of creating this podcast series. And in different ways, we will try to connect the dots and make the best possible way to achieve your financial freedom. So that is broadly the context of starting this podcast series. And I hope you liked this first episode of this series. Please stay tuned for the subsequent episodes. And in future, we will also try to have some external guest on this forum who will talk about their journey and how they achieved and give their perspective of achieving financial freedom. Quick disclaimer, this podcast series is for knowledge sharing purpose only. Please consult your financial advisor for any information related to investing, and any stocks or examples which will be discussed in this forum will not be or recommendation for buying or selling those securities or those products. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. You can connect with me via Twitter on handle Mashrani Vivek, and my website is vivekmashrani.com. So let's stay connected. See you in the next episode.